The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the National Bank for Financing Infrastructure and Development, a principal financial institution set up under the Act of Parliament 2021, invites online applications from Indian citizens for various officer posts on full-term and fixed-term contractual basis. Positions include Executive Vice President, Vice President, and Analyst roles, with applications starting from 26th April 2025. For detailed eligibility criteria, vacancies distribution, remuneration details, and to apply, kindly visit the bank official's website at https://nabfid.org/careers. The Bhabha Atomic Research Center, BARC, Mumbai, under the Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, invites applications for junior research fellows. A total of 105 fellowships, indicative, are offered for candidates holding MSc, Integrated MSc, BS degrees in Physics, Chemistry or Life Sciences. Eligible candidates must hold a valid national qualifying exam score such as UGC, CSIR, NET, GATE or others as listed in the detailed advertisement. The last day to apply online is 19th May 2025 and the application portal is available at https://recruit.bark.gov.in. The National Health Systems Resource Center, NHSRC, New Delhi, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, is recruiting for the post of Consultant, Healthcare Technology and Administrative Assistants. The age limit for applicants is 45 years and 40 years respectively, with compensation ranging from 40,000 to 1,20,000 rupees based on the position. Applicants must apply using the prescribed online format available on NHSRC website. The last date for submission of applications is 13th May 2025. For detailed terms of reference, qualifications and experience requirements, please visit www.nhsrcindia.org. Or you could also visit www.mohfw.gov.in. The Indian Ports Association, New Delhi, has released a recruitment notification for the post of Executive Director, one post on deputation basis. Eligible officers from major ports, All India Services or Central Services Group A may apply. The position offers a pay scale of 1,60,000 to 2,90,000 rupees, IDA pattern, for a tenure of 3 years. Extendable by 2 years based on organizational needs. Interested candidates must apply online by 19th May 2025. Detailed information can be accessed on the IPA website, that is www.ipa.nic.in. The Footwear Design and Development Institute, functioning under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, and recognized as an institution of national importance, is inviting applications for a range of academic and administrative posts at its Ankleshwar and Hyderabad campuses. Openings include assistant managers, junior and senior faculty, chief faculty and lab assistants in departments like promotion and admissions, student affairs, fashion design, footwear design, and ITSC. The contractual engagement will be for 3 to 5 years. The online application window is open till 26th May 2025. Interested professionals can apply through career section of the official FDDI website, that is at www.fddiindia.com. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, under the Department of Space, Government of India, has announced the recruitment of scientist, engineer SC in electronics, mechanical and computer science disciplines. These positions, which are Group A gazetted post, will be filled at various ISRO centers and units based on GATE scores and a written test. The available posts include scientist, engineer SC mechanical with 22 vacancies, scientist oblique engineer SC electronics with 33 vacancies, and scientist oblique engineer SC computer science or with 8 vacancies. Selected candidates will be appointed as scientist engineer in level 10 as per the 7 CPC, receiving a minimum basic pay of 56,100 along with applicable allowances. The last date to submit applications is 19/5/2025. For further details and to apply online, candidates can visit www.isro.gov.in. The Department of Endocrinology at University College of Medical Sciences, University of Delhi, in collaboration with GTB Hospital Delhi, is hiring for an ICMR-funded research project titled Drug Invention for Prevention of Type 2 Diabetes Among Women with Prior Gestational Diabetes Mellitus and Pre-Diabetes of South Asia. Vacancies include Project Technical Support Grade 3, 2 posts, Project Technical Support Grade 2, 1 post with consolidated monthly salaries of 28,000 rupees plus HRA and 20,000 rupees plus HRA respectively. The appointments are temporary, initially for 1 year and extendable based on project duration. Applications must be submitted by 24th May 2025 or 3 weeks from the date of this advertisement in Employment News, whichever is later. Full vacancy details and eligibility criteria available at www.ucms.ac.in. The Central Power Research Institute, Bangalore, an autonomous organization under the Ministry of Power, Government of India, is conducting direct recruitment for the post of Scientific Assistant, 4 posts, Engineering Assistant, 8, Technician Grade 1, 6, Junior Hindi Translator 1, Assistant Grade 2, 23, and Assistant Librarian 2. These positions fall under levels 2 and 6 of the 7 CPC pay matrix, with upper age limit ranging from 28 to 35 years. Eligible candidates are encouraged to apply online. For comprehensive details regarding qualifications, age and application procedures, candidates should visit the official CPRI website. That is at https://cpri.res.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.